Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 15th of January, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. International Trade Commission announces probe into wearable devices by Fitbit, Garmin, and other companies, following a patent infringement complaint from Philips and Philips North America. Philips seeks tariffs or an import ban. The ITC noted it had not yet determined the merits of the case. Amazon is preparing to ask a court to temporarily halt Microsoft's work on the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, JEDI, contract. Amazon has disputed missing out on the $10 billion cloud computing deal with the U.S. military, which was awarded to Microsoft in late October. Google has announced its dominant Chrome browser will phase out the use of cross-website cookies, which have underpinned digital advertising for 25 years. It aims to make obsolete within 2 years so-called third-party cookies that follow internet users from site to site, sometimes tracing their browsing for months at a time. This will restrict the flow of data to ad agencies and brokers, a trend digital marketers refer to as the cookie apocalypse. Visa is paying $5.3 billion for Plaid, a fintech plumbing outfit that connects its clients' apps with their customers' bank accounts. Plaid's data will give Visa insights into most of the major financial technology companies. That could direct the credit card company's future acquisitions and product sales. Google quietly removed the guest mode feature, which provided an easy way to give others temporary access to devices from Google Home and Google Nest smart speakers. If you access the Google Home app on a mobile device, the guest mode option has now disappeared from the settings menu. Google has also removed its guest mode support page from its general help site. Guest mode, however, is still available for Chromecast devices. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.